First and foremost, obviously it was a really good week for our football team. You know, having the opportunity to work against New England. So again, I appreciate, you know, Mr. Kraft and Coach Belichick and their coaches, you know, for giving us that opportunity. I really thought that, you know, we were able to get better. I think that was the key in coming up here. And then I really thought the game, for the most part, you know, obviously we had some big plays. I think that, you know, it was a clean game by both sides, you know, from a standpoint of penalties. And that's, you know, something that we harped on our players about, you know, not putting yourself in a position where you can lose the game, you know. So, you know, we had no turnovers, which is something that has hurt our football team in the past. So that's been a big concentration for us. And we wound up, you know, creating one turnover. You know, that's something that we've, you know, put a lot of emphasis on. But obviously we understand that, you know, it's the first preseason game. You know, we played a lot of players tonight, obviously. You know, we're working our way to become a better football team, a winning football team. But, you know, we have a long way to go. I thought early on, you know, we missed tackles on defense. Obviously, we got to do a better job of lining up. Offensively, we missed some plays. So at the end of the day, you just know that, hey, listen, it's just the beginning. It's always good to win no matter, you know, what you do. But, you know, we still have a long way to go, and we got to be ready to go back to work and keep building on these experiences from these two practices that we had in this first preseason game.
Doug, what, from your vantage point on the sidelines, I know it's hard to see that, but what was your just impression of what your offensive line, particularly the first five guys you said out there, how they did?
I think, you know, there was some not missed assignments, but – you know, obviously we're still looking for a little bit more push. I thought we did a decent job in the interior, meaning running the ball inside a little bit better than outside. I think that, you know, credit to Matt Patricia and that defense. They did a nice job. Obviously we would like to do that better. So, you know, that's something that's going to be a point of emphasis to work on, because, you know, we showed, you know, some good inside runs where we had some big breaks, but outside, we can't afford to take those zero gains and, you know, a negative yard, and there were a couple of those. So, you know, that's some of the things that when I talk about we got a long way to go or things we need to work on, those are some of the things we need to work on.
Did you put Leonard back in the game because of the situation, or was that the plan all along?
No, the plan was to play, you know, all three of those backs, you know, for the first half, because, you know, there's a lot of things I wanted to see out of three of them. And I thought just rotating them in there, I'd be able to get that done. So, you know, I think I was able to see a couple of things, you know, that I was looking for out of all three backs, because, you know, I really, really don't have a good feel, or didn't have a good feel for them in this type of situation, you know, where it's live.
Coach, it's the first game, but anything to say about the big gains, you know, Corey and Chad Kiwin? Anything?
Yeah, I mean, Corey has shown, you know, in the past, you know, last year, Corey, when playing Indianapolis in the last game, had a big run. So Corey, you know, Corey has that ability, and obviously you can see the speed that he has getting out there, and he's caught the ball well. You know, obviously the first kickoff return, you know, that he dropped, you know, obviously that's something that we got to continue to work on. But, you know, Corey has been an explosive player, and is really a good change-up to, you know, the more power-type backs, people will label them, that we have.
How did Miles Jack look tonight? And I noticed that all the defensive starters came on except for Miles. Was that a plan going in?
No, actually, Fowler played also.
Okay.
Yeah, so we had a plan going in. You know, again, you know, keep playing him in that position, getting him more comfortable, you know, in 21-12. So we want to evaluate that. I think that, you know, that's one of the things that we've seen in camp. And we're just trying to get him as many repetitions so this way we can evaluate his performance, and only in really base personnel, not the nickel. He's done a very good job in the nickel.
Going forward on 4th-and-1 in the first half with Leonard, is that something you just wanted to establish that this team's going to do?
That was the plan going in. You know, we talked about it when we were coming in there, and, you know, we talk about the scores and things of that nature. And, you know, so that was the plan going in, so we just wanted to stick with the plan.
Coach, I know you're playing a lot of players, but special teams, anything to say about the way that's?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I thought there was some good things out there, except for the penalties. I think, you know, we had five penalties. I believe two were on teams. You know, so that's something that we have to stop, because it negated some runs. I thought that, you know, the punt return really early in the game was an outstanding punt return. It put us in great position. And when I say you have to work on some things, we came away with 3 points there, and we missed some opportunities, and we need to come away with seven. I think that's what you have to do, you know, to be, start becoming the football team that we want to be. Anything else? I can answer him. I just watched it.
The play of Leonard. What was your?
Yeah, I think you know it was interesting to see him go in there. You know, I mean, I've never seen him live. I've never been on the sideline. We haven't been in drills where you know, live tackling except for goal line.
Yeah.
So this is the first time to see that. So I was happy. To, you know, I thought, you know. One of them, I thought he was a little high when he was running,
yeah.
And I think he learned from that, you know, and it was low. And I think you can see he's a powerful kid, a powerful running back. And, you know, I just wanted to make sure about ball security, things like you don't see, you know, when you you know, when you're at this level. So you want to go out there, you want to see, obviously it's a physical game, you just want to see how he reacts to it. And he had no issue with that at all.
Coach,